The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life. And this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This is the one of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. You know what? You all probably already know this. You know what? In the last couple of months, I learned how to say the old Mass. And, well, what an undertaking. Holy smokes. It took me forever to learn how to do all of that. But you know, one thing about the old Mass that I'm sure lots of you remember from firsthand experience, or maybe you've learned about the old Mass on your own. One thing about the old Mass is that every single Mass would end with this gospel that we just got finished reading, the very beginning of the gospel according to John. It was the last thing that you did at the very end of Mass, and they called it the last gospel. But when you read the last gospel, you find out that it's not about the end of anything. It's all about the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So why would you read something all about the beginning at the very end of Mass? Well, for the same reason that you'd read it at the very end of the year. It's to remind us that God doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end. He's timeless and eternal. It's like he said to Moses, "My name is I Am." He didn't say, "My name is I Was." He didn't say, "My name is I will be." He's a God of the now. He's a God of the present. He's Emmanuel, God with us. And that's where we need to be as well. On December 31st, it's a very time-conscious day for all of us, isn't it? You can't help but look at the clock and think, how many hours are left now, right? How many hours are left? Time ticking down on the last day of the year. And our minds go back to the past and they go forward into the future. Personally, every December 31st, I'll take my calendar off the wall and I'll page through all the months. And I'll remember all the things that happened. And I'll give thanks to God for all the good things that happened, and I'll ask for God's mercy on all the things that were not so good in this past year. But as we turn the calendar now from one year to the next, just a couple little thoughts that we want to keep with us all the time. Number one is that absolutely everything that happens to us is a gift, even when it does not seem like it. God is always good. Sometimes he has to take things away from us. Sometimes he has to purify us like gold is purified, and you have to do that by putting the gold into the furnace to get the dross out. There's no other way it has to be done. The only gold that gets into heaven is 24K, and we all gotta have to be purified. Sometimes God does that. Sometimes God asks us to give up things we've held up as idols in our lives, little clingings, little attachments, little substitutes for God. We have to let them go, and that hurts too. A different kind of purification. Sometimes God takes away things from us in this life that were perfectly good, and they seem to be great blessings, and it makes no sense whatsoever that we have to let them go, and we have to surrender that too, knowing that God alone has his reasons. But in absolutely everything, God is good, just like St. John says here in this gospel. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The other thing that we want to keep in mind absolutely all the time is that God is always present, especially when it seems like he's not. One of my favorite images comes from St. John of the Cross, and he says, when God seems to leave you in darkness, understand that he's more present than ever before. It's like the light of the sun that's drawn into a room when you pull back the curtains and the darkness is dispelled. And you cover your eyes because it's too bright. It's too much for you. And in your perception, it's darkness. But the truth of the matter is, there's never been more light. It's not that the light was absent. It's that we ourselves are not ready for it. But in the light and in what appears to be the darkness, God is absolutely always present. Our God is timeless and eternal, and time itself is really an illusion, because he's not a God of the past. His name is not I was. He's not a God of the future. His name is not I will be. He's the God of the now. His name is I am. Let's entrust our past to his mercy and our future to his providence, and live each day of this brand new year, which is about to begin, in his presence, because he is Emmanuel, God with us, all throughout this new year. Amen.